You're holding Daf Ayin Zayin Omer Aleph on top. Again, last Gemara just was. The Gemara said there was a Hanu Gidim. There were these veins, rach and very soft one of an animal. The Yosla came with the Rabbah, came in front of Rabbah. And Rashi said the case was there be mitzdar fi lebosor v'choifin roiv etzem hanishpor. In a case where the etzem, the bone, was fractured, and we had before if the meat covers up roiv of it, it's still kosher. So you didn't have meat, but you had part of the gidim, the veins were also covering it up. So the question is that called, is that like bosor or not? So Mora said that Omar Rabbah said that lamai lechishlu, what should you be afraid of? Adam is still kosher. Chada, first of all, the Yom Rabbi Yochanan says that gidin shesoifin lahakshoyis, that even the soft veins of an animal, but since eventually when it grows older later, it will become hard, so they have a lech like bosa, and therefore he holds the top of Ayin Zayin, that he holds that nimna malei metesach. If somebody was appointed Pete from Makom Pesach, and the only shear, the only portion that he gets from the korban is only these nimin, these veins, it's like a cold kosher, it's called a chelik of the korban pesach. So you see why it's called bosa. Secondly, he says that the Torah had rachmanas on Klal Yisrael, that it's not called the treifa, that this gidim that covers over this etzem anishpra is also considered like bosa. On this, omalei Rav Papa the Rabbah, so Rav Papa said back to Rabbah. First of all, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, he talk argues on Rabbi Yochanan, and this shita is there. Rashi says poligolib of sochem a ketz solim. The Yaman he holds ain nimnin, that no, if you only have veins, teeth from the corn pesach, you're not yotza. If so, it's not considered like bosa. So on the crew over here, the animals still be treif. And secondly, that's what you said in Asafik Mesom, the Torah had Rachmanis over here, the opposite. The Yisurah the rice there, it's a shal, and this is the rice, that the shal, the animal should be a treifah. The Yata Matin, you want to tell me, my lechish, to what you'd be afraid about, Avadim and Asafik, it should be also. Adam, it's Asafik, and this is the rice over here. The Shlokhi says there by Korban Pesach, the veins is not considered like bosom. So maybe here also, this halach of covering over, yet the manishba, maybe the veins are not considered like bosom. So Mora says, Ishtik attacked the kapwa, didn't have what to answer. So we ask the question, Vamai Ishtik, why did he keep quiet? I, Vama Rav says, Hilkos the kavos to Shimon ben Lakish, Vani Tlosa, that we only pass on the Shlokhish in these three cases, no place else. So in his last Shailia, it's good that we pass on the Kabyechin by Korban Pesach. Not like Rish Lakish. So what's this kasha? Rashi says, Vesulai and no place else. These three places are only Kinyan, Teres, Viachilis, and Muberis. And no other places. So over here, Bechud, there are these Gidim that are safe from Hakshas, we pass like a Yechanan, that it is called Bosa. So why did he keep quiet? So Moritz says, no, still, Shani Yoch, here it's still different. I'll tell you, the whole debate of Yechan, Lagabadi, Rav Shimon Ben Lakish. Because over here, Rabbi Yochanan himself was chayza. Rashi says, "Shan Yocho mi gidu maraka, from the soft veins." V'yom, and he says, "Kol midi the seif on hakshes." Anything that eventually will become hard is bosa seif aslin. We go bosa the end. To mikore heve samach. Rabbi Yochanan heard it. Not the beginning. Rabbi Yochanan not like that. But then the end, even Rabbi Yochanan also was chayza. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Shlokish that these veins are not considered like bosa. So that's why he didn't answer back. That's what the locker is, that this animal should still be treif. This veins cannot cover up the terrorist bosa. So you see what the Yochanan was chayz lagabed Rav Shimon Lakish, the Yomalei, because he said back to him, just as the Yomalei Rav Yochanan Rav Shimon Lakish, Rav Yochanan answered back and said, Atak niteni, that Veloshin Yochid ani shayno iso. I learned that the terrorist Veloshin Yochid. The rest is the end of the Gemara will have later that Rabbi Yochanan says such a memo like that, that since it's Seif Lahakshois, that it even though it's Seif Lahakshois, but it's called Bosa right now, and then Rabbi Yochanan said, Yishno, I only said that Bataris Loshin Yochid, meaning to say, Loisriu Lankavosa, we don't hold like that. She's even Rabbi Yochanan himself was also crazy to say that since these soft veins will eventually become hard, we consider like the hard right now, and they do not have a Locha, Lebataris Bosa. Now the Gemara says, "Ahu nishbar etzem." There's once a case that the bone became fractured, the yotza lachutz, and the bone like was sticking out, the ishtako kurtisa minei. And Rashi says it means lush and curved, like pieces of it. Kleima mat minei etzem, a piece of this bone necha like got these destroyed, like benoflot fell down, got this to the nechel, be eaten up. So you have this bone, the fractured bone, and part of the bone was sticking out, and a piece of it chipped off, fell off. So Mar said the case was Osla came with Abaya. They brought the shawl in front of Abaya. So Shoya lost the wriggly. He waited three regolim like to try and find an answer what the locker is. Omale Ravada Bamasa. Ravada Bamasa said to him, Zil Kaim made the Rova bread of Rabbi Yosef. Why don't you go in front of Rova, the son of Rabbi Yosef? Bar Choma. Why? The Harifa Sakina. Because he's a very sharp person, like a sharp knife, that he'll know what to answer you over here. Rashi says, Leif Pasuch Le Bisrori. He understands things very well. So that's what happened. Osla Kaim came in front of him. Omri said like this, Michti, let's see. Nishparetz and Viyotzalachutz. The case where the bone was fractured and was sticking out. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah that Mali Nofal Mali Issa. So what's the difference where the piece of the bone fell off or not? So who the locha should be that if Roiv of the boss was covering it up, it should still be kosher. Rashi says, Rabbis Liel Mali Nofal Minei Mali Issa. As long as the boss is covering it, it should be cautious. What's the difference? A piece of the bone fell off. Oh, Malay Ravine the Rova. So Ravine is about to Rova. Mislakate Maho. Misroisais Maho. Mismas Mismaho. So as she said, this goes on the boss that's covering up this Etzem Hanishbar. So Mislake means the Rova boss is not in one piece. It's pieces here, pieces there, but they're covering up Rova the boss. Also, Mr. Rice, Rashi says, it means the bosser became very thin, v'kolish, but still covers up roiv. This masis means bosser hanishar lekisa nikrav. The meat that's left over started to rot away, decay, but still the mice of his bosser is covering up robe of the etzim. Is it kosher or not? Samur says, heichli dami mismasmeis, what's your shell about mismasmeis? Samur afuna brede vishua kol shah roiv fekoidri. The skin like the bosser is so bad that a surgeon would come and like scrape it off. So that's not considered like bosser. That was a shiloh. Is that bosser chayfer? Is it kosher or not? And he didn't answer. Ibola, I have a question like this. Ibolahu. Nikiv ma, let's say this bosser is covering up roiv of the fractured bone. Let's say a hole became in that bosser. Rav niklev ma, let's say it was peeled off. Nistak, it was cracked maho. Nita shlisha tach, let's say the bottom third of the flesh was taken off. Ma, what's the locha? The mice is covering up roiv of the fracture, or maybe no, it has to be good bosa, not this type of bosa. So Tashma coming here, the Yama Ula Omer Rabbi Yechanon, or Hareyu ke bosa, that the skin has the same malacha like the bosa. So she says, Amu, we see from here that Nito Shlisha Tachto in Venisha or Hushne Shlish Oimdim should be kosher. Like Madhav, just the skin is kosher, so Madhav, two thirds were taken off also, two thirds are still left over. Verse says no. Dilma de kona moshko. The moshko today means like over there the skin holds its own place. Rashi says shehetzik or b'shalay kloima hosam la benit la basar mitachta v'oroimid be'avir kama ha'gerin shenishpuretzim. So there the skin is attached well, but over here where a piece under it was taken off, it doesn't stay so well. Maybe here it's no good. That's a shayla. Om Ravashi, Kevin Barapapi, Barapapi, Ibolan, ask the question like this. Nikta Kiminta Basma, let's say a piece of skin was taken off, like a ring, what would be the locha? O Poshti, he was pushing me, but he heard the Omarav, who the Omarav, that a dove is there, Shilta Chayet Chachomim, on the right from the doctors, we only start like this. Mesartoi Bietzem Omala Rucha. He should like make holes in the bus, so now we'll make it heal up again. Albuparzlo mitzar server. Don't use metal, that will make it bad. That'll cause it to be inflamed. And Amara Popov, who the corner garment today? That's only when the skin is still, the flesh is still well attached to the bone. Then you can afford to make these incisions, make these holes they like, and that will only be mrapa, that will only heal it. Like Rashi says, who the corner garment today? Shana Royim, we see Sheetza Mastik Vishloy, the bone is still holding tight. Svivas Hakadera. Midivak etzim lebosa, it's attached well. Yeah, then with siminas cholos halos arucha, that's the beginning of a healing up. So now the eitzer is like making little holes there in it, and that will make it heal better. If you don't have these simonim and echnami, then it won't help you, then it will remain a treifa. That will be healed. Now the Mishnah says, Hashoich edesa behema, omotza boshulya. Inside the animal, you find the placenta, you find the oshulya, it's inside the animal. Yeah.
He has to birth. He's finding inside there. So nefesh hayofa techlenu means a person wants to, he's allowed to eat it. Rashi says a yofa means shein daita kotz, is not disgusted with it because it looks mias, but lochi allowed to eat it. And Rashi says the chiddush is that you don't say there's considered an eva minachai because shegam he nitta b'shchita same, since the placenta was inside the stomach b'shach the shchito, so it became huta, you allowed to eat it, and therefore if you want to, you allowed to eat it. But right now it doesn't have any tumor. Because you don't think to eat it, so it's not called an oichel, so it doesn't have any tumas oichel on it. And what in shita, it doesn't have a tumas nevela on it. Rashi says, in case the behema died by itself without a shchito, even though the behema is called a nevela, the shuli itself doesn't have a shem oichel, so it won't have tumas nevela on it. Either. What's going to not tumas eichel, not tumas nevelas? What's going to be the chisha v'leha? Let's say you have in mind to eat this shoya, the placenta. Then the loch is mitama tumas eichlin. It would be mekabel tumas eichlin. Like as soon as you decide to eat it, it has a shame eichel on it, and therefore if a tummy thing touches it, it'll become tummy. It's mekabel tumas eichlin. Avloy tumas nevelas. No. Tumas nevelas. No. Rashi says why lav bosahu. It's tam called food, it's not called bosa. His nevela is only the meat of the animal, and the animal died, so the meat is also, but not the shulya. I'll let him as nevelas. Now, what's going to be shulya shiyotas or miktosa? So when the mother was alive, the placenta, part of it came out. So then the locker is asur bachilo. And look, you're not allowed to eat the placenta anymore. Even if it comes back in again, and even if you make a shchita on the mother, the placenta remains also, that you can eat. We'll soon see why. Why? Because you say simin vlad b'isha and simin vlad b'behema. When the placenta comes out, that's a simin vlad b'isha, regular lady, who are done by a behema. Pshatas, I think, were afraid then the shulya, part of the kid is inside there. So you have to be afraid when part of the shulya came out, maybe the head of the baby came out also. And that's called kiyalud, like it was born already. So therefore, when it even goes back in the mother's stomach, a shchita does not help. That's the asur b'chila. But the Africa of the Norfolk, even when only a small part came out, yes, still you have to be afraid. Maybe that mixes the head came out, and that's called kielud. Like it says, simin isha also b'vehema. If the shuri comes out, that has a locha as if she gave birth. Now what's going to be hamavakeres shepilu shuya? Let's remember vakeres. Let's say zepet the rechem shalo. First time the baby is giving birth, and the first time the behemoth is giving birth, so the chur is called the b'chor, shadav kedushas b'chor on it. But shapila shuya, the shuya came out, the placenta came out. So lochriz yashlechenu leklovim. If you want, you have right just to throw it to the klovim. Rashi says she has no kedusha on it. The afagav dein shuya b'lev vlad, uses the vlad inside it. Hocho ruba lav bas mikdashi. The Dominic, maybe it's Mikaifa, can they come on, we'll see later. Yashichen will clothe him, because, like Rashi says, you have a right to say, Mistam is not a Zohar, so it doesn't have Kedushas Bechor on it. Or the Mugdoshim, let's say there's an animal, a korban, that the Shulya came out, then Tikova, then you have to burn it, you have to bury it, it has Kedusha to it, you have to bury it. But Vien Kaifa Noisab, Tikova, and Vien Kaifa Noisab, Pasha Turochim. You're not allowed to bury it though, Pasha Durochim Stam on the road. He shouldn't bury it there. And the ain't Tolonoisa Bilun, and he can't hang it on the tree of Nebaki Hamuri. That's the way the Goyim Damurim used to do it. So what's the Chizra Pasha Durochim? She says, V'derech HaManashkem Alakorvim Shom Shletapel Oid. Manashkem means like these Kishuv people also buried there. So these two things, last part of the Mishnah means Aldaki Hamuri, you should not bury it, not on the highway. And not either on hang it on a tree. Those two things are also mishum daki hamari. Yeah. The Navi Mor says what? How do we know this from? They say what? The shuli is muta. Minu hanimili. Tana rabbanim. Pesuk says kol behema toichlu. He's mashma anything of the animal. If you made a shchit, you let eat from it. He is l'rabba says hashulya. Comes even the placenta inside, you let eat it. Yochel, I would have thought to say, I feel yotzim exhaust, not even part of it came out already before the shchita. maybe even so, if it goes back in again and you make a shchitas mutatidit, Tamla, and the pasuk says no oisa v'leish lisa. You can only eat the animal itself and not its placenta. And the question, the pshat is michta, let's see. And shulya b'loy vlad. Every shulya, every placenta has a kid inside it. If so, you ain't shulya b'loy vlad. So lomuli kro, what do you have to have a pasuk for? So mazenachna mikro smachta b'yama, tonin smachta b'yama. Mashma, that's the story though. That the mixas, like we said before, the mixas of the shulya comes out, there is a kid inside the placenta, and you have to be afraid, maybe the head of the kid came out. So it's called kiludami. And once it's called, like it's born already, so pshita, the shkita of the mother doesn't help anymore. So the Chalam Tumor says, like a true, really only the posik for this, it's only the smach to be yama. Yeah. Rashi says, what, ledrosh? We need it for other droshes. Lachtach minatchil, if you cut off from the spleen of the animal, the cloyus, that we had before, that those things are no good. Yeah, but here this you know without a posik. And then it says, what, v'yena matama, but the shulya has no tumor. Boy, Rabbi Yitzchak, because it's not called an oichel, it's not something you usually go to eat. Only if you mechashev, you have in mind to start to eat it, then it could be mekabel tumas oichlin. Boy, Rabbi Yitzchak, you can say the shalat is, Boy, Rabbi Yitzchak, banavcha, or chamor shasholko. You take the skin of a chamor of a donkey, and you cook it up. Shasholko, that's just bishle habimoy, you cooked it up a lot. Ma, what's the halacha? Rashi says, shukot shemoy, says the skin of a donkey is very hard, and it's very meat, it's disgusting. Let's say he cooked it up a long time. Mahal. So Moses says, Lamai, what's your shayla? Ilu tumas oichlin, if your shayla was, could it have a shame oichel on it? That have a sheretz touch that it should become tamei? So tanina, but also we learned. We'll soon see what we learned about that. And ilu tumas nevela, if your shayla is, if tumas nevela is chal upon this skin or not. So Moses also tanina, we also learned about this. Why tumas oichlin, we learned, the tani we learned like this. Or the skin of an animal, the hashulia, the placenta. It says clearly that it's not makam tumas oichlin. It's not called an oichel, the skin itself. But what's going to be or shasholku? Let's say I took the skin and cooked it up a lot. For hashulya roast the placenta shechisha v'leho, that you have in mind to eat it, then the locker is makam tumas oichlin. It is makam tumas oichlin. You see clearly if you cook up the skin a lot and make it soft and it's edible, it has the same oichel on it. Screw the or the chamor, be the same thing also. If you cook it up a lot and became soft, the kuru would be mekabel tumah. Has a shem oichel on it already. Yeah, tumas nevelas. If you have a shayla that have tumas nevela on it, so also namitinim. We also learned about this. It says in the pasuk says binevelasa that has tumas v'dash from loy beor v'loy biatzmus v'loy biatzomais v'tzmoisoi v'loy begidin v'loy bekanayim v'loy betlofim. What has tumas nevela when an animal dies? Only the meat of the animal, but not its skin, and not its bones, and not its veins, and not its horns, and not its hooves, let the tlofim. So what's Yishal? It says clearly, it's not makabu tumma. It doesn't have tumma saichla on the skin. Here the shal was, if you made the skin into tzike kedera, Rashi says it means, vishtum habi, cooked up the skin a lot, in tavlin, with other spices. So you made it like a dish that you could eat it. El shot some tzik kedero. Lolom tumas oichlin. Vishani. And this is a shot some tzik kedero. He rushes when moment for Lenitzko. He's going on. What's the chiddush you say that's not metam or tumas nevelas chur pshita? Says chiddush, even though you cooked it up with spices and you made it edible, still it's not makabu tumas nevelas. What's Yishayla here? We learn clearly. For Tumas, Nevela doesn't have. And Tumas, Oichlima does have. So what's Yishayla? So my answer is, Liyolom Tumas Oichlima. Our Shayla was, if you cook up the skin of a donkey, he's a Mekabu Tumas Oichlima or not. And Vishani or Chamor Demois could be different. There the price before is talking about a regular behemoth. There, if you cook up the skin and make it edible, soft, it is Mekabu Tumas Oichlima. But the other shell, maybe a donkey skin, since the mice it's meat, it's disgusting, so even when you cook it up, maybe still it's not called an oichel. Maybe still it's not makabel to mesechlin. That was a shayla. So that he wasn't poshut. Yeah. Then it says what? Shulya shiyotza, Mishnah says shiyotza miktosa. If part of the shulya, part of the placenta comes out of the behemoth, and then it goes back in again, the shchita doesn't help on it. Omer Reb Loza, it was like this. Leshon, when did we learn? Elesheni mo vlad. If there's no vlad with it. Rashi is Lashonu liyasur biyachilo to mashma filu yeshim of lad bifnim. Remember Rashi before. Helishenim of lad biyosef shebifnim. There's no baby inside. That's what we say the shuli is also. Al biyeshim of lad. Let's say there's a lad inside the stomach. Then in choshim of lad acher. The kid is inside, and now stand the mixes the shuli came out. So we're not afraid there's another kid, another fetus inside the placenta. So otherwise, all that came out was a mixus of placenta. That's nothing. If it goes back in again, it could become muta bachila. Rashi, Yeshim of lad v'royin anu roish v'rubif. Then we see most of it inside. Then in choshin shem oid hoid there was another kid inside the placenta. That we're not afraid about. We know it didn't come out. All that came out was just the placenta. That's all. And the kid we know was still inside. So Shalosh would be afraid maybe there's another placenta, another baby, another fetus inside the placenta. That we're not afraid about. But to say, no, the kid came out, like you see, like we know it came out, only the placenta came out. So that's what the Blazer says. L'shonu ele sheinim of, there's no other vlad there. Only what's in the placenta. Then we have to be afraid that it came out. But the vlad is inside the stomach still, then in cheshon vlad acha. Rabbi Yechon says, no, Rabbi Yechon no mal, Bein eni movlad, ben yeshi movlad, choshishin levlad acha. No, even though we see another fetus inside the stomach, but still you have to be afraid it was the second fetus inside the placenta. And when the placenta came out, maybe the head came out, and therefore what's in the placenta is also. So Moses says, eni is not that way. V'omer Reb Yirmiyah l'chumro omer Reb Leza. The Reb Leza here was machmir. He says he was more machmir than Reb Yochanan. And what we're saying right now, it's not true. Reb Leza is the one who's being mekel and saying there's a baby inside, then we're not afraid to show you his muta. So it doesn't come out good what Reb Yirmiyah is saying. So it's rather Ella, rather Iyit Mahoki. This is the way you're supposed to learn it. That Reb Leza said like this, Reb Leza, Loishonu Velish She'eno Kishura B'Vlad, that the placenta is not tied up with the Vlad. Rashi says, Loishonu the Asura Biachilo, the Mashma Filu Yeshima, even though there's a baby inside, when is that? Elishenu Kishura B'Vlad. Thus, the Mikla Meim, the Zesh B'Fnim, Hoysa Shu Yacheres. If they're not tied together, then the baby inside was one, and it could be the Shuya has another baby inside it, so then Takatosa. Abu Kishura B'Vlad, and Cheshon of Vlad Acham, let's say the placenta that comes out now is still wrapped around the baby inside, then we're not afraid of another kid inside the placenta. So then we say when the placenta only came out and not the kid, then it's muta. That's Reb Leza's halacha. But Enechnami, if it's not tied around to the kid, then you have to be afraid lechumra to say that maybe there's another fetus inside the placenta, and the fetus is still and still also. On this, Reb Yechon says no. We only have in the case where the shui came out without a vlad. But let's say there is a vlad in the stomach besides this shuya. Rabbi Yochanan goes to Kula and says, "Bein kshura b'vlad, bein ein kshura b'vlad, ein choshen l'vlad acher." Whether this placenta is tied up to the first vlad or whether it's not tied up, so what? Still, we're not afraid to say there's another fetus inside this placenta, and therefore this time will be muta. So this pshat is good. Rabbi Yochanan is being mekel, and Rabbi Leza is being machmir, saying no, even though we see a baby inside, but still we have to be afraid for another fetus inside this placenta. It's only muta if this is tied up with that one. And v'hainu diyom Rabbi Yirmiyah, that l'chumru amar Rabbi Leza was machmir more than Rabbi Yochanan. So it says Tanya kavos Rabbi Leza, being a proof now for Rabbi Leza, we have to be machmir that if we have a fetus inside and then the shuri comes out, we have to be afraid there's another one inside the fetus. What's the raya? Another fetus inside the placenta here. Because it says, Hamapeles min behema chai v'yof. If an animal was mapil, I'm not sure this is the animal of Anisha. That's more Anisha. I think it's on Anisha over there. But learn over there what that Hamapeles, if Anisha was mapil, min behema, the baby looked like a behema, chai v'yof, v'shul yin mohem, and the placenta came out with them. So this man, shikshur ben, if the placenta is tied on with these, and choshen levlad acha, we're not afraid, maybe there's another vlad inside the placenta. But ain't a kshur ben, if this placenta is not tied up with them, then hereini matlo leh, chumra, shnei v'lodos. We have to be machmir like shnei v'lodos, if to say, that even though she's mapple these things, maybe there's something else, another fetus inside the placenta. You see, you have to go to Chumra. Says Chutzrat Rebblesa, that when they're not tied up, then we're afraid for another placenta, another fetus in the placenta. Samara says, no, it could be a yin. Says, why? Shaniyam, because I say, Shemini muach shvir shal shilya, Shemini muach liyasai shal shvir. Rashi says, what? Chaymish tevladis, the chayshin shemahayi bishil yizev la gama, the keva. And therefore she has to have tumas like in the keva. Yeah. That's the chumra over there. And the Teretz says, what? We say, Shemini muach shvir shal yizem, fuhayi vlad gama. Like maybe melted away the placenta of the second one. And therefore, maybe like the two of them there. So the kids, you see, talk like a blesser, that even though there's a fetus inside, and the shuli comes out, you have to be afraid from that shuli there's another blood also there. It's possible to have two. Yes, versus Shania, Ben Shula, Shen Kshuri, yeah. And he's also right for blood, he's different whether it's tied up or not tied up. Yeah. That says the Mishnah, I'm about Keresh, Pilo, the behema, its first time it's giving birth, and it's mapil. So it says what? That the shoyu that comes out, you can throw it to the dogs, so much it has no kedusha on it. Yeah. So Mura says, my time, what's the reason? On Ravika, Bered Ravami, Roy Behema, the question is, if it's a zocher in there, so it should have tumas b'chor on it. So why could you throw it to the dogs? So it's on Ravika, Bered Ravami, Roy Behema's Yoldois Dovra Kodesh Bechorah. Row the animals give birth, let's say, to a zohar, that have kedushas b'chor on it. But a miyat behemus, dove shen, a kodesh b'chor, there are some behemus that give birth to a type of an animal that b'chlal has no kedushas b'chor on it. Well, my nidu, what is that? Nidme. That's if it looks like a different animal. That's called a nidme. Rashi says, dove kodesh b'chor means imhoi zohar. Row the animals that give birth to a zohar, it has kedushas b'chor. But there are some that if it gives birth, some zohorim, give birth to a nidme. Rashi says that's a rochel sheyol de min eis or yei sheyol de doim le rochel inu v'chayrus le kodesh. Let's say if a sheep gives birth to something, a goat. So out of a sheep comes a goat and has no kedushas b'chor. We dash not from pasuk no more b'chayrus le kodesh tchsiv ach b'chor shor at shehu shor b'chorus shor. That's be the mother and the baby the same thing. But if the mother is a goat and the other one's a lamb, that's no good. Says, so even some behemoths, even though they give birth to a zohar, it has no kedushas b'chor on it. But rov zohorim have kedushas b'chor. But the Gemara says, but there's also though, to a b'chol ha-yoledis, a normal giving birth, is yoldois mach to zohorim, mach to nekevis. Half of them give birth to zohorim, half to nekevis. So it comes out that the total births is smoich mutl denidmer, lemach to nekevis. There are some of the zohorim that are also part from the chor. And half of them on a kavis. If so, the hevelu schor miyuta comes out the schor mar miyutai. That's why you don't have to be afraid for kedushas b'chor. Yes, that's why in the Mishnah, with the mevakeres here, you have a right to throw it to the dogs. You don't have to be afraid that they ask kedushas b'chor on. You have a right to let go basa roiv. Yeah. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, what of the mekdoshim to cover? But if it's from a korban, then on a korban, then you have to bury it. My timer, ruba b'mikdashu. Because by the of a korban gives birth, so most of them have kedusha on it. Maybe only a nidba doesn't have kedusha. Whether it's a zocher, whether it's a nekev, it has kedusha. See, Ruvah Rashi says, "Bein zocher, bein nekev, chutz minidma." So therefore, piroi if it has kedushas, whatever korban it was. So therefore, you have to only bury it. You can't throw it to the dogs. V'ein korban noisay, so Abai of Ruvah the Damat of Rabbi will say that kodav yesh by refuah. Anything that we do because of a refu that heals you, you should know ain't by mishum daki amari. Then you don't have to be afraid that the goyim do that. Also, there should be such an issa. Rashi says yes, mishum refu means goyim mashkir or isam or lachash lech shalamakia. If we take some medicine and put it on top of a wound, you don't have to be afraid mishum daki amari. Yeah. And but Mas says ain't by refu is not something we do to heal ourselves. Then yes, mishum daki amari. You don't do it for a sick person. Like here, burying the shulya on the highway. These things you're not doing for a sick person. Elamai, we're afraid for nichrashtam, for good luck, for a kishuf. That you have to be afraid about. That's also. Yeah. But in more of a tiny, we learned, Elon, Shemasha Paraisav, you have a tree that all its fruits are falling off. So Yetzer is Sikra B'Sikra, make painted red, V'Turna B'Avona, and put stones around it. So Bishlei M'Turna B'Avona, put stones around it. Kihecha D'Nechush Chilei, in order that D'Nechush Chilei means take away strength. You know, like this, the tree is too strong, so the pears are falling off. So to put stones around it, that takes away the strength, that's okay. El Sikra B'Sikra, to make a red mark around it, might. How can you do it? So Mara says, Ki Hechad Lechazi Inshi, you want people to see it. Fli Boy Rachma, they should daven, the tiny blown this, supposed to Tom Tom Ikra. So, Ladil Rabban Vakshma Lechavan Rachman, supposed to tell people when you're Tomei, people should daven for you. Fli Chemishi or Dovot Sorok, anything happens to you bad. So, Ladil Rabban, tell people about it. Rabban Vakshma Lechavan, they should daven for you. Ravina command to lean in Kufsna Badiklo, command Ki Aitana. Kufsna Badiklo says, Eshkol Tumon used to hang up a cluster of figs, of dates, on this. It's a symbol that the pears are falling off. In order that people should daven for you. That's not called Daki and Murray. You're making a sign that people should see the tree is sick, that something's wrong here, and everybody should come to daven for you. That's Mutta, that you're allowed to do. That's not called Daki and Murray. Yadin Lechabem Makasha.
All right, we'll continue on the other side. Turn over, we'll continue on.